It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A proposal to increase the statewide minimum wage in New Mexico from $7.50 an hour gradually to $12 an hour in 2021 has received its first committee endorsement. The bill advanced Tuesday out of a House panel on labor issues, with only Democrats voting in support of it. The bill from Democratic State Representatives Joanne Ferrari of Las Cruces and Miguel Garcia of Albuquerque eventually would tie minimum wage pay to a federal index for inflation to ensure continued wage growth. The bill has the backing of New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. If the oil and gas boom continues as projected, it could spell disaster for the planet. That's the stark warning from a coalition of environmental groups. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the groups say continued growth in Texas fossil fuel extraction would derail any hope of avoiding catastrophic climate change.
The report looks at two numbers. First, the projected increase in U.S. oil and gas extraction, centered mostly in Texas. And second, the number from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which says carbon emissions need to be cut in half by 2030 to avoid catastrophe.
Those two trajectories are incompatible.
Kelly Trout is a senior research analyst at Oil Change International and the lead author of the report. She says political leaders need to acknowledge that disconnect and start working to keep oil and gas in the ground while transitioning to renewables.
We need to be rapidly decarbonizing to avoid runaway climate disaster.
That might sound nearly impossible to accomplish, especially in Texas, where the fossil fuel industry comprises a huge part of the economy. But Trout believes there is a growing movement to make it happen while helping oil regions weather the transition as part of a so-called Green New Deal. That's a plan to invest in renewables and move the U.S. economy away from its reliance on fossil fuels. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.
The New Mexico legislature will consider bills to protect our water supply this session. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
New Mexico is faced with, but has not faced up to, important water resource limitations. So says a group that has thought long and hard about our water situation. Their thinking produced three water-related bills that I hope the legislature adopts this session. One directs the state engineer and the Interstate Stream Commission to prepare to administer water rights and water use by priority as required by law, and encourages local water sharing agreements. One would require addressing the hydrological realities through science-based planning. Those realities include unsustainable water use and climate change impacts. The third would help reform important unresolved water law issues. It would require a hard look at five aspects of water law, including adjudications of water rights and protection of supplies, with an eye toward changes triggered by higher temperatures. We need to modernize our water laws. At least three other Western states have adjudication laws and processes that are more productive and less adversarial than ours. Water laws to lure people to develop an unpopulated desert are not laws for an overpopulated desert with diminishing water supplies. Our land of enchantment has some harsh realities. We need to make some damned difficult decisions. Those won't make anyone fully happy, but will help provide for our future and for future generations. These bills don't do everything we need to do, but they would make decision makers sit down and face the problems, then get to work. New Mexico leaders from all political persuasions who kicked this problem down the road too long. The state has treated water administration as I used to treat car radiators. Ignore them till they blew, and be sad when the engine cracked. The state's groundwater is being depleted or rendered unfit to drink. And if we lose the U.S. Supreme Court lawsuit, that'll mean drastically cutting future water use from the Rio Grande and nearby. Some might say that lawyers for Texas could construe language in the bills as an admission in the lawsuit. But we can easily clean up that language before passage of the bills. Further, New Mexico has strong counterclaims. Texas's unregulated groundwater pumping is a big part of the problem. Some could argue that we don't need the laws because the new governor will appoint a savvy state engineer and a top-notch ISC director. But given decades of neglect by both parties, we'd be wise to enact these bills into law. This should include making the ISC nonpartisan and clarifying its urgent mission, and we need clear and reliable data for decision makers, as well as better funding. The House bills are 174, 186, and 187.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.